Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys are coming off a 4-3 overtime loss to Merritt on Sunday. You guys were down 2-0 early and able to salvage a point. What did you like both the effort there and Merritt on Sunday?
We looked like a little bit of a tired group. Kind of played like a group that played 2 games in 1.5 days. So, we always want to get 2 points. So it's one of those ones that doesn't sit that well with the group, and hopefully we got a different approach here. Obviously, we're going from playing in the smallest rink to playing in the biggest, so it'll be a different perspective here for us today, but it's nice to get on the road, and hopefully we got to start winning on the road, so today's a good start.
Speaking of the road, you guys are on a 5-game road trip. Currently, this is game number 2 of that, and your first of three games in 3 days. How do you get the team ready for a busy schedule here?
It's just one of those ones about managing our game. I think guys got to understand puck management, especially in 3-on-3s, is at a premium. So, especially on big ice surface like that, it's like we're going to be on here tonight. It's one of those things. If you start turning pucks over in the neutral zone, you're going to be playing a lot of defense. So, we worked on different stuff that we think hopefully can translate onto the big ice here during practice this week. And I know Santa's played on it lots, so I'm sure he's got some insight for the guys on how to play, where to play, position yourself, all that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting.
Something you guys have worked on quite a bit during this season is the penalty kill. 11 for 11 in your last 2 games. What would you attribute the success to that over the last couple of games?
It's been better. I think our attention to detail has been better. Our willingness to do some dirty things that are, I guess, selfless type things like block shots, get in lanes, things that obviously aren't on the score sheet but are imperative for teams to win games, and I think our PK has been good. Obviously 11 for 11 is great, but we got to continue to trend in that right direction. We also need to take way less penalties, and it'll put our penalty kill at ease a little bit, so it's another thing that we address is the discipline portion of things. We got to start moving our feet and stop hooking and holding.
This is going to be your 7th game of the season against a Coastal Conference opponent. You guys are 4-1-0-1 during those games. How does the playing style differ between the two conferences?
I think maybe a little bit more wide open on this side, a little bit more run and gun. I think especially on this rink, you're going to find that it's a lot of transition game. It's very hard to play the same kind of D-zone coverage that you play in a different sized rink. So you're going to see a lot of offense, a lot of transitional play. It's one of those things that we play, obviously, maybe a little heavier in the interior, I think, and then out here is a little bit more offensive orientated, a little bit more high scoring game. So I think if we can continue to do what we do well, I think it translates good to this side.
And then my last question for you, Nathan Mackey and Matthew Tuvel get added to the All-Star lineup. You guys will be the only team in the BCHL with 3 players going. How important is it for the success of those 3 guys and what you've seen from them as well as Owen Beckner this year?
Yeah, it's nice for guys that, especially guys last year that kind of understood the path forward and the patience to their development. Obviously with Becky and Mackey, they played way different roles last year than they are this year, and I think it's a good learning lesson for guys that are kind of coming into the league or coming onto the team, is if you're patient and understand there's work to be done, the progress usually translates. So really good to see Becky and Mackey obviously get the accolades from the league, and then Tovs has also obviously been a rock for us back there, and in my opinion he's the best goalie in the league, so to see him get that recognition from the league is great as well.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Cam Keith, the head coach of the Surrey Eagles. You guys are coming off a 6-2 loss last Sunday to the Chilliwack Chiefs. What are you taking away from that game, and how do you rebound tonight?
Yeah, it was one of those games that I don't think the kids were completely focused as we are normally. Maybe took the game a little bit lightly. I mean, we've had a lot of success this year, and, you know, with success comes the kids tend to pull back at times, and, you know, it just wasn't our normal self, and, you know, one of those games where we're trying to flush it and learn from it and make sure that you know, it's not a trend. It's more of just a blip in the radar.
You guys have been very solid at home this season, 9-1, 0-0, and you guys are finishing off a 5-game homestand tonight. What has made your play so good here in your home arena?
Yeah, we share the puck. We're a team that distributes. Also, I mean, you have to give a lot of credit to our D. We have three or four kids that are putting up substantial amount of numbers for a D. And I mean, if you watch us play, we're a five-man offensive unit. I mean, sometimes if we're playing the right way, it's hard to tell who's D and who's forward. And, I mean, when teams come play on the Olympic ice for the first time and they're trying to defend against that, I think that's kind of led to our success early. I think as the season progresses here, teams will start to adjust to it a little bit. So it's going to be a little bit harder, but definitely put us in a good spot right now.
Speaking of success, you guys have had a great start to the season. 16-4 has you third in the BCHL. What are you taking away from the first 20 games of the season for you guys thus far?
I think we're all a little bit surprised at the how well we're doing. I mean, I think we knew we were going to be a stronger team, but we didn't know how strong. I mean, it's to take from it. I think we kind of turned our goals a little bit more towards, okay, now we can... We're a team that wants to try to win a mainland division. So how do we achieve that? Well, we need to make sure we're first round home ice and kind of, you know, groom our team more for how do you win in playoffs and not just in regular season. So we don't have a lot of experience with playoffs. We have a few kids that were part of the team last year that unfortunately got swept four straight against Nanaimo, so not a lot of experience there. So it's more about you know, changing the way that we play, practicing for playoffs and more in games as we're leading up here. So you know, with that, we're just going to take it game to game and see where we end up. But I mean, right now we're definitely in a really good spot to achieve those goals.
It's your fourth matchup of the season against an interior conference opponent, and you guys are 3-0 thus far. How does the play differ between the two conferences, and how do you guys get ready for that tonight?
Interior is really good. There's not a weak team in the interior. I mean, you look at anyone's record, you know that it's not completely accurate probably to how they are when you have to play against Penticton, West K, PG. I mean, I coached in Trail. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have to go play in Penticton and then play in West Kelowna and then go up to PG and even in go to Trail now is extremely hard. So every, you know, and we know Brandon Santawana, we know a lot of these players as well, how skilled they are. And, you know, like 12-8 is still a very good record. But that being said, if they were in the mainland conference that it, or coastal conference, I think we're called now, might be a little bit better of a record. So good test for us. It's always fun playing new teams, and we haven't played Salmon Arm, I think, for a couple of years now, so we're excited.
And my last question for you, taking a look at your guys' goaltending, Eli Pulver has been fantastic early on in this season. What is it about his game that makes it so special, and how has he elevated your guys' play early on in the BCHL season?
He's smaller in stature, but he's just a student of the game. He understands situations. He understands when to be aggressive. And just a year under his belt coming in this year, he just came in a little more mature. The goalie's development is always a little bit slower than players. It usually takes him a little bit more time to kind of understand the junior level and the quality of shots and staying composed. And he just seems to be mastering all those elements. And gives our team a lot more confidence to play, and I think that's a big reason why some of our defense are actually having such success, is they know that they can be a little bit more aggressive and take a few more chances with Eli doing as well as he's been doing. I think he's got four shutouts this year, which is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So, I mean, you have to give a big tip of the cap to him for our success this year.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.